Dear colleagues, I'm Dr. John Triadafilidis speaking from Athens, Greece. During the next 5 minutes, I'm going to briefly discuss the tip core of our recently published editorial article in the World Journal of Gastrointestinal Oncology entitled Early Onset Gastrointestinal Cancer, an Epidemiological Reality with Great Significance and Implications. During the last few years, epidemiological data from many countries suggest that the incidence and prevalence of many cancers of the digestive system are shifting from the older to the younger ages, the so-called early onset cancer. This is particularly evident in colorectal cancer and secondarily in other malignant digestive neoplasms, mainly stomach and in a lesser degree esophagus and pancreas. It should be emphasized, however, that data concerning digestive neoplasms, except of those referring to the colon and stomach, could be characterized as rather insufficient. The exact magnitude of the shift in younger ages is expected to become clearer shortly, as long as relevant epidemiological data from many parts of the world would be available. The most important question concerns the etiology of this phenomenon, since its magnitude cannot be explained solely by the better diagnostic methodology and the preventing programs applied in many countries. The existing data support the assumption that a number of environmental factors may play a primary role in influencing carcinogenesis already from the childhood. Changes that have appeared in the last decades, related mainly to eating habits, consistency of gut microbiome, and increase of obese people interacting with genetic factors, ultimately favor the process of carcinogenesis. Even these factors, however, are not entirely sufficient to explain the age-related changes in the frequency of digestive neoplasms. Concerning the future challenges and perspectives, we propose that epidemiological studies should be conducted with an emphasis on the investigation of etiological mechanisms and the development of prevention and early diagnostic techniques. These studies should be based on a large number of patients through dedicated biobanking and data collection technologies. Also, studies of the individual effect of each of the already known factors or factors likely to be involved in the etiology of this phenomenon, and studies using state-of-the-art technologies to accurately determine the degree of the population exposed to these factors are required. It is also necessary to conduct prospective clinical studies on a large number of patients to investigate the factors involved in the carcinogenesis processes, as well as interdisciplinary research approaches, including environmental sciences and various technologies. Regarding colorectal cancer, an effort should be made in the future to modify the intestinal microbiome long-term through probiotics or other drugs, a process that may contribute to reducing the incidence of colorectal cancer. Also, a greater effort should be made to improve public compliance with screening procedures and programs for the asymptomatic population, which should be started earlier than the existing recommendations. Regarding early esophageal adenocarcinoma, future studies should focus on age-related differences in survival, as well as why esophageal adenocarcinoma in young people presents at a more advanced stage. Future early pancreatic cancer-related studies should seek to clarify whether the differences observed between races and ethnicities are due to specific characteristics of pancreatic cancer, different biomarkers, or other sociodemographic factors. In conclusion, the awareness of the public and of doctors to the various parameters of the phenomenon of cancer moving to youngest ages is necessary. Whether early screening and prevention programs for early onset cancer should be expanded to include people aged 40 to 44 and 45 to 49 years is worth investigating. Finally, encouraging people to adopt healthier lifestyles, including healthy eating, giving up smoking, and eliminating alcohol consumption, and increasing the outdoor activity are factors that will help reduce the number of new cancer patients. Thank you very much for listening.